when you guys had to go back, looked like you guys had pretty good coverage for the most part in Cleveland. What did you notice when you went back and really gave it a fine tooth?
Number one, we got our hands on a lot of balls. We were in great position to make plays on the balls, and we felt like we contested a lot of the throws that they were making.
Is that a good news, bad news kind of thing? Because when you get your hands on balls, the coaches then want you to catch them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man. We need to make them pay. And we get, like I said, when we get the opportunity to get our hands on a lot of balls, we got to turn those PBUs and interceptions and get the ball back to the offense with a short field.
How proud are you of the way that Cam Sutton had to come off, and all of a sudden, boom, they go right after him, and he was, you know, there were two good throws that beat him,
yeah.
And then he managed to pick one off when the throw wasn't quite so good. How proud are you of him?
I'm very proud. Everybody knows what he's capable of. He's a guy that comes to work every day. He's a guy that makes plays for us on the back end, and it showed, and, you know, he's confident in his ability, and we're confident with him.
Tyrod Taylor threw some pretty good balls. Now you're facing a guy who is a major league shortstop who sits there and probably throws about 100. What's the biggest challenge, or what's the difference to getting adjusted to a guy like that?
You really just got to stay attached to your man. He's a mobile quarterback also, and he throws on the run pretty well. Like I said, he can make a lot of throws that a lot of quarterbacks can't, and we know that's going to be a tall task for us. We just got to make sure we're in the best position to contest the throws.
Can you take advantage of that if a guy is so confident in his arm that he might take some chances that you guys can exploit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We know he's going to try to fit some balls into some tight windows, and that's where, like I said, we got to get our hands on the balls and turn those PBUs into interceptions. So we know we're going to have great man coverage and different type of schemes to try to throw them off and get our hands on.
All right, just a couple about you personally. You found Landry a few times, or he found you. How do you think you did against him?
I feel like I did well. I gave up that deep ball. He hit me on a double move, but other than that, personally, I feel like I did my part taking him out of the game.
And you're going to see Tyreek Hill a little bit, you think?
Yeah, man. They like to use him in the slot. You know, they like to let him work short routes and also go deep, which is what he's best at. So, you know, it's going to be a great challenge.
You're a good talker with us. Are you talk much on the field? Or do you kind of, since you're still a fairly young guy, just kind of know your place?
No, I mean, compared to last year, I'm a lot more confident. So, you know, I'm starting to open up a little more on the field. And, you know, that I always play with that edge and that grittiness to my game. So, I enjoy how I do it, and I just love being who I am.
How much fun are you going to have playing at home? Because you're going to have a crowd behind you this time. And hopefully, and the weather's actually going to be okay, which makes it a lot better.
It's going to be fun, man. Opening week for us at Heinz Field. And we know the crowd's going to be live. We got a good opponent coming in, and it's going to be a great game Sunday.
Defense or offense introduced? You want the D, right?
Absolutely. You know, offense gets the love most of the time. So hopefully we get the defense this weekend.